The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good evening. Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. You're joining us for hour three of our cornucopia of the paranormal and strange. We want to thank you very much for joining us. Got something great coming up for you here soon. We've got Robbie Thomas, the psychic, is going to be online with us in a few minutes, and we're going to be talking about psychic predictions for the year 2009. And we'll be taking some calls. Hopefully at the end of the show, we'll be able to do a couple little mini readings for you. So we'll make that available. The phone number. We're going to give away another copy of Resident Evil Degeneration. It's a zombie attack that brings chaos to Harvardville Airport. Leon S. Kennedy and Claire Redfield, who fought the sinister Umbrella Corporation during the Raccoon City tragedy 7 years ago, are back. In a high-octane Resident Evil style, they're ready to battle a rogue warrior who's seeking revenge after his family was killed in a Raccoon City. The deadly G-virus is unleashed, and a new mutated monster goes on the rampage. Will Claire and Leon be able to terminate the virus before history repeats itself? Find out. It's available now at all stores. It's called Resident Evil Degeneration, a full-length animated CG motion picture. Picks up after the original movie or the original video game series, which is fantastic. It also has some highlights from the brand new Resident Evil 5 video game that's coming out soon. So you're going to want to check that out. And we're going to give away a copy right now of Resident Evil Degeneration in the third installment of the Dead series by famous director George Romero. There is a zombie that they're trying to train and humanize again. I want to know, who is that zombie? What is his name? Not the actor's name. What is the character's name? First person to call in with the correct answer is going to win a copy of Resident Evil Degeneration. If you've won something in the last 30 days, screw you. You're not allowed to win again, so don't bother calling. But if you haven't and you'd like to be a part of it, give us a call. I have something to deliver. We mentioned again in the last hour about our friend Bill Murphy, the Tech Talk advisor on our show, is been dealing with a horrible accident. His fiance, Anita, had fallen and been hurt severely. She's a hemophiliac with many broken bones, has been in the hospital off and on now since the beginning of December, and had fallen again, I believe, yesterday, and had damaged herself. And according to Bill and texts that I got during the show, it said, Anita's condition has taken a turn for the worse. She has been rushed to the emergency room. It appears to be something with her blood. She is swelling up again. She has become delirious. Her screams are undecipherable. She was also rushed in last night after another fall. She is in a different hospital. She is very ill. Guys, if you can please put out a prayer and healing request for Anita. Show some love, guys. We have to pour this stuff out there and really get it out, because Anita's in a lot of trouble and needs help. And also, we ask that you pray for Bill Murphy and send him healing energy to keep him rejuvenated, because he's going through a lot dealing with this. And we just want him to be in a good place, so he's there to be supportive and loving for his fiance. So again, our thoughts and the thoughts and prayers of all of our listeners, Bill, go out to you and Anita, and we hope that everything works out fine for you. All right, we're going to go to our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, calling in all the way from the beautiful state of Canada, we've got psychic, profiler, mystic, and all-around great juggler, Robbie Thomas. Good evening, Robbie. How are you?
How are you, Dave?
I'm doing well, sir. So, Tim, this guy's been, like, thinking I've just become, like, the biggest paranormal bastard in the universe because I've refused to answer his emails or his phone calls.
Yeah, you have.
Because he wants to keep talking to me about all the crimes that we talked about, but I've been waiting. I've been holding off, so I don't want to discuss the stuff.
Well, when you don't answer the phone, then he calls me, and we talk about boys and doing each other's hair and stuff like that, and it's really getting kind of boring.
Well, it's so better than you two talking about doing boys. That would be worse, yeah.
Doing boys hair.
Yeah. So, but Robbie, I haven't been avoiding you out of hatred or anger, brother. It's just the fact that we're trying to wait and get more information pinned down on the Kaylee Anthony case. For those of you that don't know, we had Robbie on the show with us a couple of months back talking about some famous cases, including the Kaylee Anthony case, talking about Jacob Wetterling, the, oh gosh, Tim, my mind is blank. What is the news reporter's name?
Jody Huizentrout.
Yeah, Jody Huizentrout. We were doing cases like that, and Robbie has stepped in and given some great information. Please go check our archives. I think you're going to be surprised with a lot of the predictions that Robbie made about that. And Robbie, go ahead and drop a couple of things that have been showing up about Kaylee Anthony that were right on with your predictions that you made on our show.
Yeah, there was an article. I called you up the first time. I said, did you read the article about the first grave or a shallow grave they found? And then I, you know, in the actual points that I did give you, I said she's not far from home. And when I say, you know, the timeline, and it was a park, OC Park, well, Orange County is OC, and the park area was right there. And I said, you know, people would go in and drink, or, you know, you could, people would party in the area. And, you know, I follow Fox, and I watch everything they say, and, you know, they said that people go in that general area right there, and that's where they party.
Right. Now, didn't you mention something about the body being underwater?
Yeah, and also the road and the waterway, and right by the road, the major roadway right there.
Right, so, I mean, you've been right on. It's pretty amazing. So we're going to do some follow-up on those cases, and we're going to have Robbie back in the next couple of weeks. We're working, have spoken to the reporter that won an Emmy on the Smiley Face Killers, and also Detective Gannon, who's one of the investigators on this and has taken it up. We're going to have Robbie on. We're going to have the investigative reporter on. We're going to have the investigator on. We're going to talk about these smiley face killing cases because they are amazing. We're going to see if we can have Robbie chime in and give us some hints and ideas on what people, maybe the police or the investigator, should be looking for to try to capture this crime wave. So we're going to cover that. And, you know, and I guess, Robbie, I'll ask him while we're on air here. One of Robbie's thoughts, Tim, and I don't know, maybe you can give us a feasibility. I don't think this is as capable of doing this at this point, but he wanted to know if we went to a couple of ground zero points, are we able to do a live show from a remote location, or is that nightmarish to set up?
Depends on what's around in the area. It's possible. Anything's possible.
Anything's possible, Robbie. We'll figure something out. We'll try to do it in the future here and go to a ground zero location and see if we can get you to do something right on spot.
Good, good.
All right. Well, let's start up today, sir. We've got New Year's Eve right around the bend. And, of course, this is the time every psychic under every rock under the world come out and they make their predictions and are never right. But we've decided to bring the most accurate psychic that we know by the name of Robbie Thomas on our show. Right? You are the most accurate Robbie Thomas I know. Is that correct?
Well, you know, I am Robbie Thomas, and I guess that's accurate enough.
So you've got some predictions, and the three of us, Adrian, I don't think you've been introduced to Robbie Thomas. Adrian Lee is our international news correspondent. We're like from almost all four corners of the world right now, Tim.
But just two continents.
Shut up. Would you just stop it?
Are you sure? Because what part of Canada is Robbie in?
I don't know.
The good part.
The good part, eh?
Oh. Good part, eh?
He's, we have Canada, we've got Britain, we've got Minnesota, and we've got whatever the hell planet I'm from right here.
Right on.
And we're going to all talk about predictions. So let's start off with, you're going to do some, we asked Robbie for 10 predictions. Robbie delivered us 27 predictions. It's a Canadian conversion rate, I guess. So, but he's got some interesting stuff here. So let's do a couple highlights from each one of these, Robbie. How about world events? Why don't you run through a couple of the predictions? And then we're going to be posting these on our site in the next few days. So we'll have you do a couple of world event predictions, and then we'll do a couple of our predictions.
Absolutely. I was just speaking to Tim when he called me up prior to coming on the line here, and I said, you know, there was one right there that was very prominent, was Israel landing the first blow, and we see today what was going on. When this letter and everything was delivered to you, it was before anything happened.
Right. I got this email from you yesterday morning.
Yeah, and, you know, it states Israel lands the first blow to Iran, but now you have to understand it continues on. It says this year, which means 2008, and it goes on, which brings about war once again in the region and confining with Syria and Iran. Iran is Hamas, so people have to understand that. They are Hamas, and Hamas is listed there in other Arab states. So we see what's going on now is what was landed as the first blow this year. And so that'll take us into 2009. You got that before anything ever happened. So that was, I would say, pretty dead nuts.
Yeah, I would say you're pretty good on that one. All right, give me another couple of the world events that you have for this year.
Okay, we have to be, we are leery of them, and, you know, what their actions are, we can never tell what they're going to do from one day to the next, is Russia.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the guys over at Coast to Coast.
Those guys too.
We're watching you, Nori.
Russian made.
Ian Punnett, you just watch it, mister.
Yeah, they're Russian made. Yes, okay.
All right, so what's going on with Russia?
They will sidestep the United States and everybody in the world. We're going to be in for a shock here. The Cuba, well, they're planning much more on the front of the polar area for oil, and they really want to claim it. Now, there's been word of that before throughout the year, but they're really going to make a move on this. Canada, being the way we are, we rely on the United States for protection, obviously. You know, we are just one country, really. So that's where we have to really centralize our focus on, is them. Again, the world and the free world will come alert to the missile programs that are going on over in Europe, or that, what they call it, like the shelter or the dome or whatever. Russia's going to be pushing a lot of people's buttons very soon. And it's not more of a... I would say Cold War, but more of, you know, if you don't do it, we're going to war, and there will be some action. So we have to watch out for Russia. That's what's going to be played out. I've seen it. It comes that way. They're going to be playing two fronts, and it's almost like if we don't watch our back door, that's where they're coming in.
Well, yeah, that's good advice anywhere. Let's always watch our back door. Robbie, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll come back and do more predictions for 2009. You're listening to the best in paranormal talk radio with psychic Robbie Thomas, Dave Schrader, Tim Dennis, and psychic Adrian Lee in studio. We'll be back with more right after this. Good evening. Welcome back to the best in paranormal talk radio. I'm your host, Dave Schrader. Across the board from me, Tim Dennis, Mr. Adrian Lee, international news correspondent, and joining us from Canada, we've got psychic Robbie Thomas online. Robbie, let's dip into a couple more of your predictions. Let's do the stock market and financial outlooks for global here. What? Give me a couple. Give me two or three of your top ones.
Okay, absolutely. A couple years ago, I was asked on a show to predict where oil and gold would be at. And at the time, oil was at $36 a barrel. I said, we'll hit over $140 a barrel. And the show host laughed at me. We hit $147 a barrel. Gold was at $600 and some an ounce. I said, we'll get close to about $1,100 an ounce. We hit $1,040 an ounce. Some day trading a little higher. So we hit those plateaus in which were predicted for last year. And I'm looking at oil again with the about face, not what people are anticipating going down to $18 a barrel. We're looking at about an about face with oil and into the range of almost $200 a barrel with all this strife and everything that's going on with the Middle East. It's almost, you know, just plain sight predictable. It's going to get a little bit worse as we go throughout near the end of the year in 2009. Gold is the place to be, folks. I know it looks like a sour market out there. Gold's going to go over $1,100 again coming this year. You know, I have a lot of people who are in, or economists talk to me about what goes on. I've been on the cover of InvestUKPublishing.com for the last 2 years straight. They have predictions there from 2005 all the way up till now. And everything's been labeled out as the economy and for global markets. I see the trend for everybody. We're going to start to burst this bubble of badness and come out in the mid-second quarter. I'm looking at the mid-second quarter for things to start to turn around. You'll see a tail end of it at the end of first quarter, but we're going to start to feel the pressure relieve, and we're going to start to see some goodness. You have a lot of people who foretell this and say it looks grim for 2009. But, you know, again, those are the same ones who said that we wouldn't hit $147 a barrel, and we did. So we look at that, and that's where we're headed for the two major stock holdings in the market or the future global economy. The states themselves, if you read back in InvestUKPublishing.com, again, I said that yours would be slowing down. You would be hitting the worst of the economies around in the world, which you guys are. I also said that Canada would stave off recession, and there are conflicting reports in the economy of Canada. There are some that say we're not in recession. We've warranted off it, and some say we're just touching it. So, again, pretty accurate on that front. So, again, we will all come and circumvent and come out of this about, mid-second quarter.
All right. How about some from medicines and technology?
Medicines and technology. Big, you know, booyah for all the beautiful people out there who have diabetes. Much more light at the end of the tunnel now, as there's going to be new drugs that limit the number of shots. I know they're experimenting on them, but it will be that, you know, we take a shot once a week or once every 2 weeks, and then there's going to be something come forward from the DNA code. Now, they're going to find a lot more premise from the DNA code that will also trigger eradication of certain cancers, bringing about freedom from diabetes. Everything lies deep within the DNA code, and they're going to get it this year. There's a lot more that comes, like Parkinson's, that will be a thing of the past. Dementia, there's a lot of things, blood-related issues. There's going to be a lot of things that will be coming good of this. The only thing that comes bad of this is, I've seen this, is the people like, and I, you know, I'm not scared to mention them, like Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, people who have a lot of money will want to tie in their money into this because they see that at the end of the tunnel, there's more money for them. It's not for humanity. It's for their own lining of their own pocket. There's going to be a lot of people. It'll be traded off like on a black market type thing if you can't afford it. It was like the M-clone.
Sure.
M-clone. Mm-hmm. That drug was just too expensive, and people couldn't afford it. Colon cancer, and it works.
Now, let's do this one, too. I like this one. You did one on time travel. Why don't you tell us what your prediction is on that?
Yeah, time travel will come out in 2009. Hints of the trials have been going on in the past, but there's going to be making more strides and to perfect this. Now, science comes a long way in the next 2 to 3 years, and in 2009 being the benchmark for, they'll say, this is where it all really began. So this is where we're going to see that not only can people do, when we talk about it, astral travel through the psyche, but we're actually going to be doing time travel.
All right. And then how about the life on another planet? What was your prediction for that?
Yeah. SETI and NASA pull arms together, and the technology here is huge. The contact with other life and another solar system. Now, you know, what I was seeing in the mind's eye was another solar system out there where they're actually looking for us, and they were reaching for us as we're reaching for them. There's going to be this type of contact. It really will be significant this time. There will be, as we I said 2 years ago, close encounters of the third kind will be much more prevalent in 2008 and in 2009, while it's going to be a lot more now, and we've been seeing it on TV. There is worlds within a world, so what I'm saying this is that in our world today, people are going to start to see another world. We're walking in within another world, not that of our loved ones who have passed, but another solar system, and it's right here.
Okay. How about your final one that you did, number eight on medicines and technology?
Here's a huge one. This is going to be fantastic. We've got the new fingerprint for DNA, where now people just have to just touch something and go away, and the police can figure out who it is because the cells are left behind or what have you. There's going to be a huge development in the crime-solving techniques for police officers now and the way they come forward. It's a different type of fingerprint, and it's almost like you just be there at the scene, and they're going to be able to pick up your person there. It's going to help them solve crimes a lot easier and a lot faster.
All right. Let's run through these that you have for the world of the paranormal. Let's get through. We've got about 4 minutes left before we have to go to break. Let's see if we can fit these in.
Absolutely. There'll be much more contact and closer visual contact captured on film. It'll be an encounter of the third kind, like I was explaining that, will take place within this year. Message of hope will be the premise of this contact and direction of where we should be headed for the race of the human race. The overseers was a term that was shown to me. So I wrote that down and put it in quotes. The overseers will be dubbed as the eyes of the heavens look upon us. More creative measures are going to be taken in the ghost hunting aspect of the paranormal, where again we will see many making claim of many different boxes, hearing agents, or something new termed. It was called like the telescope or the looking glass. Comes out stating that it can peer into the past and get images, like foggy images. And again, it'll be almost along the lines where it'll come out and we had, you know, certain boxes and people couldn't make out what they were talking. Same thing. These pictures won't, well, you know, I can't really make it out, but they're going to work on it, and it's going to be called the looking glass or the telescope.
All right. You also said there'll be much more of the nonsense plaguing the paranormal, much more now is claimed to be from alien descent.
Yeah.
Killers coming out in droves.
Yeah. There will be much more of that coming, and from the alien descent, like you just said, healing comes out in droves. There'll be a lot of people. You know, you see everybody's psychic in Arizona in every corner. Everybody is a psychic, their grandmother and what have you. This comes out furthermore, more and more, okay. And pretty soon people are going to get tired of the snake oil part of it, and they're actually going to see, you know, what is coming forward. These people who say they lay hands on worlds and they travel the plane and they're alien and they're coming forward, you know, if they could be astute as they are, they should be able to solve a murder case. You know, in looking at stuff like that, a lot of people are going to start putting facts to fiction, and the circus is going to end.
All right. And then, let's see, you're number three. Let's go into the number three one about the new TV shows or new shows coming out in 2009 and 2010?
Yeah, there will be a different type of shows coming out in 2009-10 in the ghost genre of things. And it will take a turn for the better, for instrumentation and guesswork will be almost eliminated with real contact and validation. The other side waits, and they do. They're out there trying to acknowledge who we are. It's not that we acknowledge them. They're invoking us. We're not invoking them. So the ghost hunting term, or the favorite term, investigations, again, you know, there's so many people making mockery of this, and they're out there looking for trophies or, you know, doing their weekend warrior things. Well, we're going to take a turn. People are going to start to see the more reality side of it, and because we're a part of it.
Right.
We're just, you know, we're not a part of it. We are it. And this will really teach us, help us and make us understand.
Let's end here on a little bit more of a positive note, too, with your revelation about God. This was an interesting prediction, and people are feeling kind of sour and dour towards a lot of what's going on here in the United States and around the world. Why don't you go ahead and read your prediction about God?
Okay. Time to really put into perspective that we are in this world as many high signs start to befall on us. Take heed to what has been written in many scriptures. Many religions will say, and this is true, for too long each person in this life has taken life for granted in the wrong context of themselves. So in other words, people were living for the wrong reasons. We have to live for each other. Signs we are given in 2009 and 2010 are for an awakening of our souls and a reunification of real spirituality, for all is in the proper form, and form will come. The institutions upon which the foundations of many churches, synagogues, temples around the world will finally see to come together in the next year of 2009 and that of 2010, for it will be seen and taught worldwide as God gives us more than just signs. Time for people, and it's us, his children, to wake up and wise up.
All right, that's some good thoughts to part with here, Robbie. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more, and you'll get to hear the strange and unusual predictions of Adrian Lee, Tim Dennis, and Dave Schrader right here on Darkness Radio. Welcome back to Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. I'm your rockin' host, Dave Schrader, my rolling co-host and producer, Mr. Tim Dennis.
Is that a fat joke?
It might be.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest with you.
All right.
And then across the board from us, the British Highlander himself.
Is that a racist joke?
It is. Straight out racist. And all the way from Canada, ladies and gentlemen, psychic Robbie Thomas. Yay! Thanks a lot for your predictions, Robbie.
No, you're welcome.
We're going to challenge you with your predictions because we've written our own. And we're going to post all of these predictions on our site, and we're just going to see who's a little bit more accurate.
That sounds cool.
All right, is that fair with you? You don't mind us putting you to the test?
Absolutely.
All right, now mind you, kids, he wrote like 27 predictions, so we're going to post all of them on the site so you can actually follow along as they take place this year. But we've also taken the time to write some predictions as well. So we're going to start off, and Tim, you want to go ahead and I'll let you go. Will you read one, Adrian, and then me, and we'll go through the list quickly.
Sure, and actually I'll do two real quick because they're related.
Okay.
One, because this does take place in 2009, next weekend's playoff game against the Philadelphia Eagles, the Vikings will be eliminated in the first round. It will happen.
That's not much of a prediction.
The second part of that, during the offseason, the Wilfs will tell Brad Childress that he must go deep into the playoffs in the 2009 season to keep his job. Childress will lobby for and get Donovan McNabb from the Eagles to be the new quarterback for the Vikings. The Vikings will go 11-5 and win the NFC North, but once again will be eliminated in the first round of the playoffs after being picked to win the Super Bowl by most analysts, resulting in Childress's firing in 2010.
So we have to wait all the way to 2010 to get rid of him?
Yep.
Oh, crap. All right, Adrian, what's your prediction?
I'm going to say the New England Patriots to win the Super Bowl. I know absolutely nothing about American football, but they've got England in the name, so that's good enough for me.
Yeah. Right. Well, you know, I chose the Patriots to win the Super Bowl the year that we were attacked, 9/11. I said the Patriots are going to win if there's really a fix in on football. The Patriots will win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And I was right.
Yep.
I won a buttload of money. Imaginary money. In Vegas. Pretend money.
Monopoly money.
Oh, crap. The IRS doesn't listen to Darkness Radio.
Let's hope.
All right, Robbie, I also had a prediction about oil prices. Okay?
Okay.
I said, and I this was on me. I kind of got tipped to it last night before I read your deal. It says, my prediction was oil prices will soar over $200 a barrel in 2009. Gas prices in the USA will see record highs of $6 or more per gallon nationwide. But not wanting to be outdone, printer ink will also sharply rise, and Americans will be forced to pay as high as $50 a cartridge, which will make for snottier clerks and more condescending comments by mall kiosk representatives when you aren't sure which model number your printer is.
Yeah.
That's my thought. All right, Tim, where's your next prediction, sir?
Actually, Robbie said something similar to a prediction I have made.
All right, let's hear it.
And what it is scientists working to recreate the Big Bang Theory succeed in creating a small pocket universe that exists alongside our universe instead of sharing the same space. This opens up the discussions of alternate dimensions and reignites talk about whether the afterlife is just another dimension existing alongside ours. Scientists will then start experiments trying to figure out how to kind of pierce the veil of this new afterlife dimension and communicate with the other side.
Wow. That was pretty good, Robbie. What do you think of that one?
It's pretty darn close.
Pretty close. Wow, pretty close.
See?
All right. Adrian, what's your second Robbie prediction?
Okay. Dave discovers the power of time travel, a skill that has eluded quantum scientists for a century, and in a selfless act of friendship stops me from eating the pork chop on a stick at the state fair last summer instead of not marrying his two ex-wives.
That is true. That's a good prediction. All right, my medical breakthrough prediction is going to occur in 2009. That could lead to the end of cancer as we know it. However, it'll be quickly replaced by higher levels of stupidity, of which there is still no hope for a cure in our lifetime. No?
No.
Oh, that was crickets chirping, man. Wow.
I saw a tumbleweed go across the studio.
That's brutal. All right, Tim, what's your next prediction?
I went medical as well. I said a definitive cure for a chronic disease is discovered in 2009. Unfortunately, it has a higher than acceptable mortality rate. Many countries around the world will offer this drug, but the United States Food and Drug Administration refuses to allow distribution of the drug until mortality rates are acceptable. This causes thousands of Americans to travel to different countries to get the treatment until the government starts to arrest patients that get the treatment overseas after making the drug illegal until it passes clinical trials.
Wow, you're a downer.
I channeled my inner whatever today.
You did. All right. How about you, Adrian?
Okay. Tim and Dave finally give in to their blatantly repressed homosexual tendencies and set up a home with a shoplifting dog and adopted boy called Colin. Do you think I'm being too specific with these?
Well, oh, you got another rim shot. Which, yeah, all right. I'll leave that one alone. Yeah, also, here we go. Madonna, Cher, and Joan Rivers are going to create a new charity organization. They're going to donate excess flesh that has been carved from their faces to needy children in third world countries. The flesh will be sewn into water skins so it's easier for the children to tote fresh water back to their villages. So far, the three women have donated enough for 500 leathery canteens. Other celebs will join in, and together we will, as their charity tagline says, face the future. No? Ooh. Oh, God. All right, come on, Tim. Where's your next one?
I went the opposite way of Robbie on the TV deal. 2009 is the year of the death of reality TV. Citing the fact that real life is depressing enough, the major networks will switch their programming focus to more sitcoms, dramas, game shows, and escapism programming. Existing reality shows will become more scripted to make them more entertaining.
All right.
Okay, Tim opens a meat carving emporium and impresses the new President Obama with a one-to-one scale model of your glorious leader delicately fashioned from mini wieners on his inauguration.
Very nice.
Wow.
Well, I also did a reality TV prediction. I said, reality TV will see a new twist this year as genres begin to blend. On a very special episode of The Ghost Hunters, they will go to Queensland, Australia to hunt the spirit of the crocodile hunter, creating the Crocodile Ghost Hunter series, which will become the new spinoff following the popularity of Ghost Hunters, Ghost Hunters International, Ghost Hunters The Next Generation, and Ghost Hunters Gone Wild.
Ah.
You like that one?
I like it.
All right. Go on, Timmy. Hit me with your next one.
Okay, with the economy failing, the airline industry is the next industry to be asked to be bailed out by the government and the first to be rejected. Congress will cite mismanagement and bad business practices by the airline industry and start to shift the burden of bailing out industries to their home states, individual home states, by giving those businesses incentives, tax breaks, etc., taking the burden off the federal government.
All right. Adrian, next.
Okay, by the end of 2009, I will lose my English accent and start speaking like an extra from Fargo. You sure? You betcha, don't you know?
Very nice. Very
That's
nice.
That's close. That's good.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
All right, see, I have proof of the lineage of Jesus will be found this year, and through extensive background checks, it will be found that there is only one living relative still alive, and it turns out to be Larry the Cable Guy.
I knew
Get
it.
Get her done. What do you think? No?
There you go. Right,
Get her done.
Get her done.
Best
All right.
I can do.
How do you feel? Are you sweating it a little bit now, Robbie Thomas, seeing the expertise?
Yes, I is.
Under pressure now.
All right, Tim, hit me.
A major movie star, a comedian, and a major figure in music. Sounds like a joke.
Walk into a bar.
Exactly.
Yes.
Will all pass away in 2009. The causes will involve an accident, a drug overdose, and a medical crisis.
Oh, now that's kind of generic.
It is generic.
All right, I like generic.
What's that?
I like generic.
That will happen.
It will happen.
See, I'm going to win the dinner. I'm telling you.
All right,
you.
We'll see. All right, you're up.
Is there dinner on this?
Yep.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have known. I'd have such a lighter touch.
That's why I went serious. I'm serious about dinner, pal.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Dave unlocks the secrets of the universe by discovering a portal in his kitchen under the sink and manages to answer all the questions that have puzzled mankind since the dawn of time. Where do flies go in winter? Why do we have fluffy toilet seat covers? Why does my cat smell of popcorn? And why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near, Dave?
Aw, like me, they long to be close to Robbie Thomas. All right.
Sexy time.
That's right. All right. There will be an assassination attempt on President Barack Obama that will lead to civil unrest in our country. Seeing the crack in our country, China will attack. It will be swift and devastating. However, an hour later, we'll crave more.
Ah, see.
Like? Chinese food.
I see how that works.
You did? All right. All right. Go on, Tim.
President Obama and Congress work out the middle-class economic stimulus package in record time. Unfortunately, Americans use this round to pay down debt and spend conservatively on basic needs, causing the economy to remain stalled longer than analysts hoped.
All right.
In a shock unseen move, England takes America back as a colony on your government's request to try and save your broken economy. In fact, I'm an agent sent out an initial scouting party to retrieve intelligence for an invasion. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, my next prediction is that Tim will mix up his Viagra and laxatives and won't know whether he's coming or going.
Sexy time.
All right, Timmy, you're up. Go.
All right. As part of Congress's health care reform hearings, a probe of the food industry is launched after a study about obesity directly correlates the growing percentage of obese Americans with the increased intake of high fructose corn syrup, causing more ailments such as diabetes, heart disease, and high blood pressure. The probe causes a reversal of food processing back to more natural means.
All right. I like that. Go ahead, Adrian.
Well, I actually get used to the idea of having pancakes with syrup for my breakfast with egg, sausage, and bacon, despite the fact that it's a dessert and it's a sugary molasses, and the two aren't meant to be eaten together. Oil and water there, Dave.
A little bit. A little bit. Hey, I have one. Michael Jackson is going to attempt a comeback, but the wind will be knocked out of his sails when Sesame Street character Elmo comes forward with new allegations of molestation. Somebody has to die. That's right. All right, Tim, you're up.
My final one is that NASA firmly commits to a manned mission to Mars ASAP after something resembling skeletal remains are found by a probe on the surface of the planet.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is the moon suddenly a planet now?
No, the surface of Mars.
Oh, Mars.
A manned mission to Mars, ASAP. Okay. Like, it will happen within 6 months.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Doesn't it take a couple of years to get there, though?
It takes 5 years. But they'll commit to it ASAP and launching in 6 months and getting the crew together.
See, he's hedging his bets, isn't he, by predicting these things sort of 4 or 5 years in advance.
That's very good. All right, go ahead now. You're up.
We will all be going to work in hover cars powered by human fat in a bold move not to have to fill in the potholes in Minnesota.
All right. Scandal erupts over a strange celebrity pairing later this year when the Geico Gecko is found in a compromising position with Miss Piggy. When asked for a statement, Miss Piggy will be too choked up to answer and say she has a frog in her throat.
Oh, my.
Adrian, what's your last one here?
Britney Spears shuns publicity.
Oh, no.
That's it, huh?
Wow.
All right, here is my final and tenth prediction, Tim.
Okay.
All right, this is important for you, too, my friend.
All right.
Mid-year, Darkness Radio will become a syndicated radio show and heard over the airwaves in more states, starting in Alaska, Hawaii, and Hazard County, Arkansas.
Ah!
All right, yee-hoo! Folks, that's the predictions for this year. We'll be back with more. We're going to have Robbie do some speed mini readings right after this. Good evening. Welcome back to Darkness on the Edge of Town Paranormal Radio Show. We finally got a winner in the question about what was the name of the zombie that they were trying to domesticate. The name was...
Yeah, 45 minutes.
Yeah, Bub was the name of the zombie. Who won that, Tim?
Still getting his name.
Still getting his name. Okay, yeah. Do we have a caller online for Robbie Thomas?
That's a good question.
All right, we're going to check that. If you'd like to have a mini reading done with psychic Robbie Thomas, you have a quick question for him, give us a call. We're going to take our first call here. And who do we have online with us this evening? Hello, you're on with Darkness Radio. Hello? They're gone. Robbie, you're scaring the hell out of people.
I like it that way.
Once they heard the prediction, I'm just going to grab this one, Tim. All right, you're on the line with Darkness Radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Helen.
Helen, okay. You'd like a quick mini reading with Robbie?
Yes, I sure would, please.
All right, go ahead. Robbie, what do you need to know from this young lady?
Hello, Helen. How are you tonight?
Hi, Robbie. It's good to hear you.
Good to hear you, too. Can you shoot me your birthday, please?
Yes, January 10th.
January 10th. In what year, hon?
Oh, you want the year, too. 1951.
You're young.
Thank
you. Didn't want to give me that, because women don't like to tell their age, do they?
No, you know, once you get in your 50s, you kind of just want to forget your birthdays.
Yeah, Dave's like that, too. Okay. Went right away, you know, I'm sitting here, and it's going to be quick, but I'm looking at a lot of stuff. Worried about your health here big time. What's going on here?
Well, I've got bronchitis right now. That's why I'm not talking very well.
Yeah. You got puffers?
Pardon me?
You know those things you shoot in your mouth?
Oh, yes, I use
inhalers, them. Yeah?
Yeah, those things. You got those, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. For some reason, I'm being told... You know, and I want you to go and ask your doctor, please, look at what type I got. I don't feel it's the right kind.
Oh, really? Okay, I'll ask.
Yeah, because, you know, why keep putting stuff in our body if it's not making us well, right?
Right.
All right.
That makes sense, right? So go back and talk to the doctor and say, I don't want to hurt your pride or, you know, your whatever, ego, whatever, but I want you to really take a look at me for once. And does he really sit down and talk to you?
Well, sometimes, you know, they're busy.
It doesn't matter. You're a patient, and you're a patient of his, and he should take his time with you. You know, I don't know, Dave, I don't know where these doctors get off. You know, they just write you a prescription, here you go, and out the door you go.
Yeah, I know.
Sit down, tell him to take the time. He's getting paid for it. Tell him to sit his butt down, and you want you know, you want you to be looked at, okay, hon?
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you, Helen. Happy New Year. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to take our next call. We have Shannon from Minneapolis. Shannon, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Shannon, you'd like a mini reading with Robbie?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you? What's your birth date?
7/26/61.
7/26/61. That's almost like good lotto numbers.
Yeah, sounds good.
Write that down. We're going to take it. 7.
I am.
All right.
Okay. Two things here. I don't want to go right into a lot of people who are passed over, but right away there's a young child. And I feel there's that was close to you and is around you. In your home, I'm doing a lot of variable things here right now with for you. Do you have a child that comes around you in your home?
Well, I don't know who it is because I don't pay too much attention, but there is somebody here.
Yeah, it's a child.
Oh. Okay.
Now, have you checked the records of the house?
No.
Okay. Dave can probably help you out on that, too, is that you can check back in the history of the home.
Right.
And seek out who lived there and who passed.
Is there any information you can give her on how to help this little character pass or move on and go somewhere else or help
yeah,
this?
Yeah, just don't you know, when you're paying attention, if you catch it out of your corner of your eye or you hear it or you're feeling and you're watching TV or what have you and you know you sense the person's there, talk to them, acknowledge them, and they will come forward. And even if you don't get a chance to fully see them, just tell them, you know, it's okay, go home. You know, go home.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, Shannon. Thank you for calling in, and Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you. All right. It looks like we have Christy from Minneapolis on the line. Christy, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Robbie, go ahead. And Christy, what's your birth date, please?
December 1st, 1979.
That was the first, you say?
Yeah, December 1st.
Okay.
Happy belated birthday, Christy.
Yeah, happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
You know, I'm not saying this to be mean or anything. I just say, you know, are you very stubborn?
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, I try to find the right words to come off and say it before someone hangs up on us or whatever. But you are very bullheaded and, you know, stubborn. You have to ease up a little bit because of, I'm looking at the other half or like a better half or your partner. Do you feel afterwards, but you don't say it enough, sorry.
Do you do that? You don't say sorry enough? You know you should, but you don't?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
So he's saying ease up a little bit, say sorry more often. And
yeah, you have to. You have to. You know why? Because you hold on to a lot of burden, and that's true. So in 2009, your big thing for you is to actually, did you write out a journal? You keep a journal in writing?
Okay. Yeah, I have in the past, but I haven't been so much lately.
Yeah. Well, do it again. This is your year. Write it out and say, look, I'm going to treat myself, and I don't have to hang on to this anymore, and I'm not going to be stubborn. And, you know, if I have to say sorry and I know I'm wrong, yep. I say sorry.
Christy, good luck with that. Happy New Year. Hold on. I'm going to get you a copy of the new Resident Evil movie, Degeneration, okay?
Okay, great.
Hold on. Thanks for calling in. Got her on hold. Let's see if we can grab Dennis from Lake City. Are you there?
Dennis? Yeah, this is Dennis.
Hey, Dennis, quick mini reading. What's your birth date, please?
11-30-58.
11-30-1958. We have about 2 minutes left here, Mr. Psychic Boy.
Yeah, 11-30, so that would be November
30th, yep.
30th of 58. And once again, here's a very skeptical individual. You know, why I write down skeptical, I keep writing it over and over, but you have actually seen, haven't you?
Have actually what?
Have you ever seen paranormal? Have you ever been had a paranormal experience yourself?
Yeah, that's what I meant. You've had a paranormal experience.
I might have. I don't know really how to verify it, possibly.
Yeah, and you are a skeptic by trait. That is you. Correct?
Well, I have an open mind, but I always wonder.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I always say this to people. Being skeptical and being a cynic of your own self, you keep your faith in check because you want the reality of it. You don't want this fairy tale frilly stuff. You are like what I would call like a meat and potatoes kind of fella. So keep that skepticism going and, you know, don't second guess your faith. And I get that here. Don't second guess it.
Okay.
Okay.
Super.
All right, Dennis.
Love the show, guys.
Thank you, Dennis. Hold on. I'm going to get you a copy of Resident Evil Degeneration, okay?
All right.
Thank you. And hey, everybody else, if you can, Tim, I know we had Kyle from Lakeville on next. We're not going to have time to get to him. Can you go ahead, grab him and give him a copy of the Degeneration?
We'll do. Hang on, Kyle.
Kyle couldn't get you on there. Sorry about that. The rest of you, I'm sorry we couldn't fit you in. Time moved by too quickly. Hey, Robbie, how about you come back in a week or so and we'll have you just do readings for people during the show. Would you be willing to do that?
Yeah, give me a shout.
All right, why don't we do that? We'll look in another week or so. We'll have you back for the whole show, and we'll have you come on and do readings. And that way people have a better shot at getting on with you, okay?
Absolutely.
Robbie, thanks for everything. We wish you a prosperous and healthy, happy new year for 2009 for you and your family. Thanks for being a part of the Darkness Radio family and part of our show. And give us the website so people can look up the Paracon.
Paracon2009.com, folks. Check it out. I predict it's going to be one heck of a show. Right, Dave?
That is correct. It's a Canadian paranormal event, so come on out. Again, it's Paracon2009.com. Correct?
That's correct.
All right. Thank you very much, Robbie. And if you want more information, check out Robbie at RobbieThomas.net. RobbieThomas.net. Thanks to everybody that was a part of our show this evening. We'll be back next week with our third year anniversary show. We want to wish everybody a healthy, happy, safe New Year's. Please do not drink and drive. Be back with us safe next week. We'd appreciate having you here. Happy birthday to Marley Gibson, and please keep Anita in your prayers and thoughts, and our friend Bill Murphy. Thank you all. Adrian, Tim, Ben, good night. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.